I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're taking just a few minutes this evening to remind you that this is the Spring Fundraiser on KUAF.
It is, and while our phone volunteers have gone home for the day, you can still support us online at supportkuaf.com.
Monday, it's a few days away from now, but Monday, Three Penny Acre.
Yes.
We'll sit down, but the conversation's already happened, but we'll have on our program parts of the conversation that I had with the three members of Three Penny Acre about the new album. We went track by track about inspirations. Also on Monday, you'll be able to stream the CD listen to it, stream it at KUAF.com. I say all that to get to where I am.
Okay, come back.
One thing I had seen Three Penny Acre do in the last couple of years at certain shows, I'd seen them once in Harrison and they did this, at their merchandise table, selling the CDs after the show or during intermission, the CDs would be out there without a price tag.
Oh.
And it said, pay what you want.
Yeah. What is it called? The Radiohead model, I guess, is what I've heard. There's a nationally touring band, Radiohead, sold the entire album, I think, for whatever people wanted to pay.
There was a limited time from the day it debuted at their website for...
like a week or so or something?
Or maybe even
maybe
a little
two.
Bit, yeah. And for that time, you could download it. You could pay a penny. You could pay $100, what you wanted.
Yeah.
Other bands have started adopting that as well.
Yeah, there's a whole Noise Trade.
Yes, yes.
.com.
Three Penny Acre is also involved with Noise Trade.
Mm-hmm.
And as some musicians have said, it's no longer a how do we make people pay for music? How do we let them pay for music?
Exactly.
I was talking about this with the members of Three Penny Acre, and I said, well, that's kind of the public radio model.
Sure.
Because you can listen to us all you want.
Mm-hmm, for free.
We do not put a price tag on. We don't tell you how much it costs.
No.
For you to listen.
No.
But we say... you understand how this works.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Bernice from Three Penny Acre, Bernice Hembry, does that public radio model really work for you?
It does work. And we tested it. We were very skeptical when we first tested this. But it actually really, it worked for us. And not every night. It doesn't always work. But we feel like it does balance itself out. And, you know, eventually we make the same as we do if we put $15 on the CD. You know, because you have someone who comes up and says, oh my gosh, I so enjoyed the show, and here's $25, and I just want one CD.
Yeah.
You know, people come up and they throw $20 in and they only take one CD. Yeah. But then you have someone come up and they say, hey, I only have $5, but I would love to have any music. And then we give them both CDs. And so it all works out in the end, and we feel good about it.
It's also a function of having more CDs and a vinyl and stuff on the merch table because people walk up and you get the worst question that you can be asked. Which one's the best?
Right.
And, you know, that's like saying which child do you love the best? It just doesn't really it's impossible to answer that. And so the idea of pay what you like has also been nice. Especially if we go someplace new and we do have multiple items, you know, people are like, oh, I'd really like to take it all. And, well, they can, you know, and they can figure that out. And it ends up working out in the wash. We were introduced to that at a show in Houston by this band Red Molly's female trio. So it was like trio night at the Do-Si-Do in Houston. And so before they came over and they're like, we really have to talk. We do this thing and we really need you to participate. And they're like, well, we pay what you like for CDs. Really? and they had a computer program with an Excel spreadsheet and all this stuff, and they talked me through it, and I said, okay, we'll try it. And we sold more merch that night than we ever had before at a show in Houston. And so,
really, it's a scheme for making people feel guilty.
Again, you're in line with the public radio model. Right.
Feel guilty enough to let you keep that $5 and change.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way Baird looks at it. The way I look at it is it is like the public radio model in a sense of what you do have to remind people that, hey, this is how we get paid. And, you know, so... it's important to do that, but it's also nice to do that without saying you're required to pay this much. The idea is, you know, thank you for participating in us or with us in this event, and we'd love for you to take some of our music home, but we know that it's not necessarily going to be the same price for everyone. And in the end, yeah, you're right. If someone's really excited about it, we want to make sure that they take the music away. We did the same thing with the single Rag and Bone from this album. There's this really great website now called Noise Trade where you can put out, you know, free music. But it's structured in a way that it's not just like, here, let me give it away to you completely. What it allows a person to do is to give you, you know, their contact information in exchange for the music. They can also tip you. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of that same idea. There's a tip bucket there. And if they want to, they can throw in money. So we use that. And it, I feel like it was a success. Rag and bone, just trying to make this place a home. Reflections of abandoned life.
Members of the band Three Penny Acre in the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week talking about what some call the public radio model for paying for music. We'll hear more from them, much more from them, on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large. I really liked what Brian Hembree said during that conversation, that it's a way to remind people that, yeah, this is how musicians make their livelihood. You pay them, and that's how it happens. That's something of what we try to do with these fundraisers. We remind you how we can bring you Performance Today and Morning Edition, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Ozarks at Large. We pay money for these programs. And listeners are the best source. The people who use KUAF, the people who listen to public radio, are the best source, we think, to pay for it. You're the ones who most appreciate and get what happens here. I want to remind you that you can pledge right now. We have no phone volunteers here during the evening hours, but we do have the website that's good around the clock, and that is supportkuaf.com. You can pledge in any amount that you desire. You best know the value of public radio and the value of Ozarks at Large in your life, and you best know your budget. So we leave that up to you. We also leave the method up to you. You can do so right now at supportkuaf.com. And from all of us at KUAF, thanks.